What's the next step in terms of adjuvant trials for the HER2-positive tumors?
There are a number of questions that have to be addressed, although, of course, one of the challenges is when you have a control arm for a new study, which will include Herceptin, that is projected to do as well as the women who received Herceptin in the last study, you have to think carefully about the kinds of interventions that you're going to consider for the whole patient population to improve outcomes a little bit. I think one of the most important questions that's going to come up is whether we can get away with a less toxic chemotherapy regimen, a regimen that is safer for the heart. And so this issue of a non-anthracycline-containing regimen is going to be important. And then the question will be if TCH, taxotere carboplatin Herceptin, is as good or better than AC followed by taxotere with Herceptin, the question will be whether there are even less toxic chemotherapy regimens that can be used. Beyond that, there's going to be interest in looking at other biologic agents in combination with Herceptin. There's a lot of interest in lapatinib, and there are trials that are planned with lapatinib in the adjuvant setting. There is a little further off some interest in looking at bevacizumab with trastuzumab. And I think most importantly, we're going to have to try to sort out from the trials that have been completed who are the patients who are at high risk for recurrence, even with trastuzumab, and who are the patients who are not at such high risk. Because for the patients who are doing well, we probably don't want to invest a lot of effort in terms of adding other agents on. We want to try to look at ways of minimizing toxicity. And for the patients who are at higher risk, because we know that there are still patients developing recurrent disease, we want to come up with new interventions. I also should add that one problem that is certainly a real problem, albeit in absolute terms not huge, is the problem of CNS disease in patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. In the adjuvant trials, there have been recurrences in the CNS. There's perhaps been a little suggestion that the CNS may be a slightly more common first site of recurrence in women who received trastuzumab than those who didn't, which isn't to suggest for a second that trastuzumab is causing CNS disease, but that it is eliminating or it is decreasing the risk of non-CNS disease. But for some number of women, there's occult disease in the CNS from diagnosis, and it's not eradicating it. So I do believe that we're going to need to look at agents that potentially can cross the blood-brain barrier and avoid this problem, and all the more so if we can sort out which patients are at higher or lower risk for CNS disease.